The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, how important is it that we all know some first aid? Well, community first responder Jerry Fitzgerald knows all too well what the answer to that is, because he was helped by one of his fellow volunteers after suffering a heart attack. And Jerry is with me here in the studio. Jerry, you're very welcome. Thanks
Good
for being
morning,
with
Claire.
Us.
Thanks for having
so
me.
So when are we talking about? What happened and when?
So on the 3rd of February 2025, I suffered what's known as a STEMI, which is a ST elevation myocardial infraction, which is basically
heart
just
attack.
A technical term for a heart attack.
So where were you when it happened?
I had been power washing my house that day. That evening, I decided to go for a walk. I felt some pain in my left arm. I ignored it. I continued walking and the pain travelled into my jaw and my upper left shoulder. And I knew immediately what was happening to me.
Right. And you knew why? Why did you know?
I knew because I had been trained by the group that I work for, the Community First Responder Scheme. And I knew the indications for what's known as a myocardial infraction. So.
And who made the call? Did you make the call?
I did. I returned home to my wife, who was kind of shocked when she saw me coming in the door. And I have a direct line to the National Emergency Operations Centre on my phone, which I called and told them that this was a 10 Delta call. They knew immediately what that meant. And I asked them to activate the Community First Responder Scheme in the town that I live in, Carrick-on-Shore. They told me that had already been done once the call was made by me. And literally within 2 minutes, my colleagues started arriving at my house.
Right, so this is one of the benefits of you being a community first responder,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So your colleagues arrived in, so people you've trained with and work with and all the rest, they pile into the house and they go.
They all arrive into my house, which was, to be honest with you, a great relief to me and my wife when I saw all of them arriving, because I knew once they arrived that I was in good hands. I knew that if things went badly, that they could take care of me and probably stabilise me until the arrival of an ambulance. I was lucky in so far as the stars aligned for me, because there was an ambulance in the area which was diverted to my house and they were there within 6 minutes.
Oh God, that was very quick.
So very, very lucky.
So in the meantime, so you had about 5 minutes, say, with your colleagues who arrived in. What were they doing?
Their job at that stage would have been to take my vitals. So they would be looking at my blood pressure. They would be looking at my oxygenation levels to see where I was with that. And basically to provide reassurance to my wife, which they were doing. Part of the CFR scheme job is not all about doing the medical stuff. So if we go to a call, we're not all involved in looking after the patient. We would take the family away and we would deal with the family and try and reassure them as best we can. So that's what they were doing. They were doing that with my wife and they were doing that with me. The National Ambulance Service arrived at my house and it was two guys that I had done two calls with that day.
You're joking. You'd actually done calls with them on the day? That's unbelievable.
I had done two calls that day with two guys from the National Ambulance Service, Eamon Brown and Ian Dunford. And both of them walked in the door of my house and said, "My God, Jerry, what's going on here?"
Were you able to talk to them at that point?
At that stage, I was able to talk. It was when I went to the hospital that things went badly very, very quickly. While I was in the hospital, I stood up to move. And the last thing I remember was everything went grey. I was lying on the floor and my clothes were being cut off. And I knew what was happening at that stage. And after that, I have very little memory of what happened to me until I got to University Hospital Cork, where I was treated.
And what did they do there?
Well, what was happening to me was I had a 98% blockage of the right coronary artery. So that means that the myocardium, which is the muscle that contracts to support your heart, wasn't working effectively. So they put a stent into my heart to open up that area and allow the blood to flow freely through it. I was treated there and then I spent a week in hospital.
And how has your recovery been since? Because we're over a year
fine.
Now.
Absolutely fine. It's a whole new lease of life having a stent in. It makes such a difference to people who have blockages within their arteries that if you get a stent in, it opens up the artery and allows the blood to flow.
And you're back
properly.
To power washing the house now? Without
I'm not back to power washing the house. Not at the moment.
But have you changed anything in your life since this happened?
I've gotten a lot more exercise than I would have had before. And that's basically because my wife forces me to take me out and do some exercise.
Yeah, because you don't want this to happen again. But clearly you're being monitored as well to make sure everything
is
working.
I've been monitored very frequently, absolutely. I've been monitored and there's a whole series of medication that I need to take then for the rest of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
But your message today is about community first responders 100%. And it's about first aid as well.
Absolutely. So the message, like we're in Carrick and Shore, we're involved with a charity called Critical Emergency Medical Response. And they're based in Croom, down in County Limerick. And we aligned with them. And what they do, they empower community first responders with full medical equipment. So all that equipment was supplied by Critical Emergency Medical Response to us to enable us to go to treat people. And we treat everything from strokes, chest pains, cardiac arrests, choking calls. And we have all the technology with us in our medical bags to deal with those and hopefully try and stabilise the patient to the extent that we can wait for an ambulance to arrive. Once the National Ambulance Service arrives on scene, they are the professional medicals. They are the people
in charge. That's when you stand back.
We would normally do a handover to them and give them the information that we've gathered off that patient. Mm-hmm. We hand that over to them. More often than not, they will ask for assistance from us while they're still
and
there.
And do you have to be able to give a minimum amount of time, or is it just as and when you're available? Like, how does it work?
We discussed that when we set up our scheme in Carrick and Shore, and the scheme was set up by two friends of mine, one from the Red Cross called Adam Hunt and the other one from the National Ambulance Service. He's a paramedic called Danny Dowdle. Two fantastic people who set up the scheme. So we decided that for us it wouldn't be feasible because we all have day jobs, we all work. So it's whoever is available at the time goes. 99.9% of the time we get all calls and we get there within 10 minutes. So we have a radius in Carrick and Shore of 10 kilometres. Geographically, Carrick is situated between Kilkenny, Waterford and Tipperary. So with three counties there that we cover within 10k of the town. And it's who is available, who's the person. More often than not, there is always someone available to go to a call. And the calls come into us from the National Ambulance Service through an app and through a text message. And it gives us a brief outline of what's happening to the patient. Are they having a chest pain? Are they cold? Are they clammy? And there's also a facility for us then to click on that. And it will give us the air code and direct us to the location of that
call. So is your message today to encourage more people to sign up for a scheme like this in their area?
Absolutely. I think every single town and village in the country, particularly in rural areas, because the ambulance service can't get to rural areas as quickly as they would in a city.
Mm-hmm.
So we would encourage everybody in a rural area to set up their own CFR scheme, which can be done. You will be provided with full training. You can be provided by the Red Cross or you can be provided by Critical. They provide full training for all the members.
And then
involved.
All of the equipment as well. And as you mentioned, you're getting your full kit. Mm-hmm. That'll work for some people. And it'll be great for them to be able to do that. Now, for everybody else, given what you've described to me there, we really all should have some sort of a basic knowledge in first aid, shouldn't we?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you, I think that it should start in schools. I think that CPR should be part of the curriculum in schools to teach effective CPR.
Mm-hmm.
I know that in my own town, we've engaged with even a primary level. We have engaged with the schools in our area to deliver some training on effective CPR because for every minute that you lose during a cardiac arrest, you lose a 10% chance of recovery. So after 10 minutes without effective CPR, your chances have literally gone to zero, which is why it's so important
that
everybody should learn CPR.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a great advocate for it. I mean, with your personal experience on both fronts, Gerry, who else would be able to encourage people to get involved?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing when you go to a call now and you actually know how the person is feeling.
Absolutely.
I can feel their pain, quite literally I can feel it when I go to a call and I know how distressing it is for them to be in that situation.
And for the family as well, which is really important.
And for the family, which is more important. It is absolutely,
Well, Gerry, continued good health to you. And thanks very much for coming in and telling us about it. That's Gerry Fitzgerald, who's a community first responder, giving us all the encouragement we need to know our first aid and get involved in those schemes around the country.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.